T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jerry Rice is presented by the 2019 U.S. Open Championship at Pebble Beach. Tickets available at usopen.com. Be there. The incomparable Jerry Rice joining us now on 95.7 The Game. Jerry, we're going to jump into yesterday's game in just a moment, but perhaps the best commercial of the entire Super Bowl was the one you were in with all those other NFL legends. Have you gotten a chance to see that finished product yet?
Yes, I did. And they did a fantastic job with that. And the most difficult thing for me is, you know, if Joe is going to throw me the ball, I'm going to catch the ball. So Deion, he was dying inside. He was like, I know this is killing you, Jerry, but you got to be a team player right now. You got to be a team player, because if you had known, and I'm sure he said this to me, this is what Deion said to me. He said, if you had known that you had to let this happen in this commercial, there's no way you would have shown up. He was correct. They did not tell me. But then once I got to L.A. to do the shoot, I said, you know, I'm a team player. I'm just going to let it happen. But it turned out to be an exceptional commercial.
It was incredible, Deion jumping the route between table 7 and table 8, if I'm not mistaken. How long were you down there for the shoot, and how many other people were you able to brush up with?
Yeah, you know, Peyton Manning, Michael Strahan, of course, Joe Montana, God, Michael Irvin. You know, Michael Irvin is one of these guys. You can't shut him up. He always wants the ball. So, you know, Joe going to look over at Michael and say, no, cowboy, and stuff like that. And, you know, it's just like so many other players came in, and they really made that commercial what it is. And the one-hander by, OBJ, the one-hander. Then you look at Larry Fitzgerald, and the list just went on and on. Sue, all of those, Donald, all of those guys. It was a lot of fun. And the old guys, Singletary. And, you know, the second he said ball, and the highlight for me, Marshawn Lynch. What he did, you know, he's just that type of guy. He's, you know, he wears whatever he wants to wear. He says whatever he wants to say. And that cake is just like staring at him. It's just staring at him. And I was around that cake too, and I said, I was curious, because I was wondering if it was real, and I wanted to grab it. Then I had no idea that he was going to grab the cake. The ball was going to fall off. Then it was all chaos.
My goodness, that is friggin' crazy, Jerry. I'm going off topic because there's something that these guys been on me this morning, and I got to ask you, because you are the greatest that ever put on a uniform far as receiver, and your numbers speak for themselves and your career speaks for itself. You see a guy like LeBron James, you know, he's out 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And the other night he plays for 40 minutes against the Clippers. They have to win that game to keep him just in it. And then, you know, it's load management. He doesn't play against the Warriors. These guys are upset. And I said, hey, he has to carry his team, so the guy's not in there. Kyrie takes nights off. There's other in Toronto, those guys, Leonard, he takes nights off because their team is good enough. LeBron, if they're talking about load management, that's why it's a difference. How do you feel about a guy like that that has to carry his team having a night off like that after an injury?
It's hard. It's real hard. But, you know, if they decided to give him a night off, it had to be for certain reasons. I know LeBron as a competitor. He wants to be out on that basketball court. But when you are the face and you have to do this night after night, it's going to wear on you. Bill Walsh wanted to do the same thing to me. He wanted to give me days off, but I wouldn't take those days. You know, I was one of those guys. I was sort of like probably a little crazy in the head. I just wanted to, you know, practice and get those repetitions in so I could play my best football, on that Sunday or, you know, whatever day it was. But those guys play so many games. So, you know, they have to be able to pick and choose where they're going to take a night off.
Sure.
Jerry Rice with us here on 95.7 The Game. So to the Super Bowl, the lowest scoring Super Bowl in history. 13-3 was your final. Was this a defensive masterpiece on behalf of the Patriots? What did you take away from that?
Come on, that was some of the worst football ever, guys. You know, when you talking about defense, it was like, I don't know. It's just like they teams just didn't come to play. I mean, the time that they had, the preparation they had, and you're going to come out and you're going to put something like this on television? 13-3. I, to be honest with you, I'm always going to support the NFL. I'm always going to support the players. But that was some bad football, and it's just a shame. Ellerman, he won MVP. I feel like Gladys Knight could have won MVP. Maroon 5 could have won the MVP. They had nobody else to give it to. Who did they have to give it to? You could have won the MVP.
There you go, Lo.
Yeah, we talked about the defense, though, since it was a defensive game, and you're right. They were right over.
You are an offensive player. Now, do you seriously think that was a defensive game?
I thought that Goff couldn't hit the backside of a barn. I thought that if you watch him release the ball, there were receivers that were coming out of the routes. He would wait till they come out and then try to throw it to him. I saw guys.
But wait. Low.
Should have ran Gurley a lot more.
No. With the Rams, they're a run team. The run team opened up the play action. So I'm saying to myself, okay, if you guys are a run team, you're going to try to pound that ball no matter what. You're going to give it to Gurley. You're going to give it to Anderson. And in hopes that all of a sudden you start to establish that run game, now it's going to become a play-action game.
And you were in the game. That's my whole point. You were in the game to 1 minute, and you decided not to go to the run game at all. They never gave Gurley a chance. I thought that Sean McVay, what was his thought process then, Jerry? Because I thought they would do more play action. They made Jared Goff a pocket passer, and that's not what he is. He's below average. Why?
No. Yeah, exactly. So I don't know the game plan if they went away from it. But, you know, but also who would have thought that Tom Brady would be 21 or 35 with 262 yards, no touchdown, one interception? Who would have thought that? I'm all over the place right now. This is crazy. I love the game of football. I support the players. But the example that they put on that field yesterday, no, it doesn't stand up to standard for me. And I know people probably going to come at me and say, well, you know, Jerry, he's just jealous and stuff like that. I'm not saying, you know, anything against what Tom Brady, what he has accomplished. Right now, you look at the New England Patriots, they're the most dominant team out there. They have a plan with this RPO thing, and they're hard to stop. You know, Julian Edelman, what he got done yesterday. God, come on. I think he had 10 receptions for 149 yards. I did that twice, and I had 3 touchdowns. But you know why I didn't get the MVP? Because you had other ballers. You had other guys making plays. And you're not seeing that in the NFL right now. And I love the game of football. I'm going to support whoever won the game of football. The New England Patriots, that it was their 6th ring. Congratulations. But the standard for me is not, what I want it to be.
Jerry Rice here on 95.7 The Game. Edelman, by the way, now second behind you in postseason receiving yards all time. He's only about 900 yards behind you, so maybe a couple more postseasons, he might be able to get there. How much credit, Jerry, do we give to Bill Belichick, or do we give the blame to Sean McVay for the coaching performances?
I think you have to look at Sean McVay and that defensive coordinator, Wayne Phillips, because and on offense too, you got to look at the offense. They never made adjustments. The reason why the Philadelphia Eagles beat them is because they went in at halftime and they made adjustments. And I was expecting that, during the second half, but no, it didn't happen that way. And that's the reason why the Patriots are the winner.
Hall of Famer, 3-time Super Bowl champ, 13-time Pro Bowler, and member of the 95.7 The Game family, the incomparable Jerry Rice. joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Jerry, as always, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much for jumping on with us this morning.
Hey, guys, I want to get you guys to know this has been a great year for me, man. You guys have been like my Joe Montana, my Steve Young, and I'm very appreciative. Had a lot of fun, and hopefully we can do it again next year, okay?
So did we. Thank you, Jerry, from the bottom of our hearts. We've had a great time with you this year.
All right, take care, guys.
You're the best, Jerry.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.